Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another Freedom Friday and Philosophical from the Let's Ride podcast. Pretty much what's been on my mind. We're going to do something a little different this week, right? I put out a short, basically, you know, describing five ways a woman become a wife, five things a woman needs to do to become a wife. So we're going to discuss that today. Pretty much going to share my screen here. And we're going to go through this. We're going to first go through it, and then we're going to talk about each step, whether I agree with it or not. All right? So first of all, first I want to say, make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe to the Let's Ride podcast. Definitely comment down in the description box. Let us know what you think. I appreciate all the love you guys have been with us this far. So let's go ahead and get this started.
Signs that she is a wife material. Number one. She advises you not to waste your money, not even on her, but to invest it into something that would guarantee the both of you a future. Number two, she wants a peaceful relationship. She doesn't fancy nagging you as well as she doesn't fancy you playing games with her. Number three, she considers your loss, and your failure, her failure. She is deeply sad when you fail at your goals. Number four, she stays with you in any situation, both bad or good. Anybody can love and treasure you when things are fine. Any woman can help you spend your money when you have it. But the woman who sticks with you when you don't have any is gold. Number five, you can cry in front of her and be confident that she won't think less of you. Ever. Five signs.
Okay, so as you just saw that short, let's go through each one, right, and see if you know, you guys agree with it, kind of give my opinion on it. So let's go through it. Let's see the first one here.
Means that she is a wife material. Number one, she advises you not to waste your money.
All right, so let's go into that.
Not even on her, right, but to invest it into something that would guarantee the both of you a future.
Okay, let's talk about that. She advises you not to spend your money, not even on her, but to invest it on the future. Let's, number one, that takes a lot of trust, right? I feel like you have to be able to kind of trust your partner. Well, first of all, you have to determine who is going to have kind of the control, or kind of the, are you guys going to have communication about finances? What's the vision you guys see each other going forward as far as finances? Where would you like to go as far as finances? Are you looking for the extravagant things? You got to talk about your lifestyle. You got to talk about tomorrow. Are you guys on the same page as far as tomorrow? And the only way to determine that, to understand that, is action, execution. How does she react to finances, right? I'm a firm believer in a man should want to do things for his wife, not out of obligation, not out of force, not because his wife tells him to or his partner tells him to. It should be out of the gesture of his own feeling, what he wants to do for his wife. A lot of that is subjective. We see social media, we see the lifestyle other people are living, and we want that. The instant gratification, the fact that just because a man does something for his wife, then my current husband needs to do that for me. That's obligation, that's force, that's demanding. You're demanding certain things. So one of the things here I do agree with, to say that a woman advises a man to not spend much money on her, but focus on the future. Not only focus on the future, but it helps you within the weeds and the details to get to that future. Let's see what else this says here.
Number two, she wants a peaceful relationship.
She wants a peaceful relationship. This is very subjective because everybody's definition of a peaceful relationship is different. My definition of peace, or anybody else's definition of peace, could be many different things. A peaceful relationship to some people could be experiences, doing things, spending quality times, and it could be even go down as far as the love languages, right? But this is very subjective. What is peace to you? What is peace to you, men? What is peace to you, ladies, women, right? You've got to be able to mesh that into your own lifestyle. So I do agree with this, but I do think we should put some context behind that, right? What does that mean to some people? What is peace to you, right? Are you used to peace? Do you know what peace is? Can you guys coexist in a peaceful environment? What does that mean to you? Let's see what else they say.
She doesn't fancy nagging you as well as she doesn't fancy you playing games with her.
Right. She doesn't fancy, and I do feel like this is a little bit subjective. I'm a little 50-50. She doesn't nag you or fancy you playing games. I think that's a two-way street, right? She's not constantly on you or nagging you about things that you feel like you're already going to take care of. And on her side, is that you're not going to play much games with her, right? You have a certain direction. You're doing things with intentionality, intentions through your actions. So I do think this is a two-way street, but I do agree with this. But I feel like this is the context, right? It's very subjective, right? She's not nagging you, but also, right, you're being intentional with where you're going, where you're taking the relationship. So that's a very good point. Let's keep going.
Number three, she considers your loss her loss and your failure her failure.
This is very important. This is very important because I feel like sometimes we tend to get a little selfish in relationships and marriage, right? We often do things based off of our own decisions, our own things, our own ways. But when things go bad, right, we tend to blame each other. It's your fault. It's your fault. You made this decision. It's your fault. You take care of it, right? Or on the other end, if another person makes a certain decision and it fails, right, it's almost like we wipe our hands of that. That's the selfish nature that comes along with that, right? It's never a thing where it's, you know, or not, I won't say never, but in certain, when you're married, her failure becomes your failure and your failure becomes her failure, vice versa, right? But a lot of times what happens is when one person fails, we tend to want to pull away from that. We tend to want to say, no, I'm not taking on that. I'm not doing that. You failed at that. So you take a lot of that failure by yourself. And that's not exactly how it works. You live in a household together. You've made a commitment together. Just as much as we celebrate the successes, we got to acknowledge the failures and move forward together. It's a team. It's work, right? Just as you need to be there for each other. Just because the man makes a certain decision and he fails, it's almost like you're blaming him for it. You're nagging him for it. You're constantly holding him over his head about it. Instead of saying, hey, you know what? You fail, I fail. If I fail, we all fail. We move forward. We work on this. And we learn from it. And a lot of couples aren't doing that today. Let's keep going.
She is deeply sad when you fail at your goals. Number four.
She's deeply sad when you fail at your goals. Right? Deeply, now I'm going to add an extra context and layer to that. She's deeply sad, but also you guys try to, like I said before, you guys try to move forward from it. Constantly working on not making that same mistake again and trying to accomplish, like I've always said, you pivot. All right, let's keep going. We're on the fourth one now.
Or she stays with you in any situation, both bad or good.
This is very important. Very important. Too many times, financially, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, right? Something happens good. Oh, we're here. We're there for it, right? We stick around. But let something bad happens. And I've said numerous times, that is a true test of a relationship going into marriage. Or if you're married, that is a true test of a marriage. Let something bad happen. Is that person going to stick around? If she doesn't, what does that say? Right? Something happens to you or to her. How does she react to it? How are you going to react to it? Right? Too many times something bad happens, we're out. Men and women are out because that's not part of their expectation. They're not prepared to prepare themselves going forward with this, no matter what happens. Marriage is to death do us part, a commitment. Something bad happens and they're gone within, I'll even compare it to the Roadrunner, gone within 2.5 seconds. They're not there for you. That doesn't make a woman a wife at all. And a lot of times we see those signs before we get married or in a relationship and we ignore them. Man, I tell you right now, there are a lot of things that go on in a household living together. Good and bad things are going to happen, right? The issue is people aren't willing to deal with that. That's not something they're willing or equipped to deal with. And I don't condone just leaving just because it's not good. The good times aren't good all the time. They're going to be bad things that happen. How do you react to them determines the type of woman you can become as far as a wife. Let's keep going.
Anybody can love and treasure you when things are fine. Any woman can help you spend your money when you have it. But the woman who sticks with you when you don't have any is gold.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right? And it's dealing with finances. What you don't have right now or you being broke determines the type of woman that sticks with you. Is she willing to stick with you when you're broke versus when you have all this money? And what if you lose it tomorrow? Does she stick around? Right? And that's another test, right? The five things it takes for a woman to become a wife. These are the five things. And I agree with maybe four of them. I think that the peaceful notion, that's very subjective because we as people should be self-sufficient to have a certain peaceful lifestyle. And based off of that peaceful lifestyle determines the type of person we should be with, right? So free yourself, right? Free yourself, right? Look at these points, write them down. Is this the type of person that you can potentially have in your life? Is this the type of person you're with right now? If it isn't, talk to them, communicate. Are these things fixable? Because in certain situations, they are. And in other situations, they're not, because people are who they are for a reason. They only change for two reasons. Well, actually three reasons, I'm sorry. They hit rock bottom and they're forced to change. They're willing to change for you and really make a commitment to what you guys have built. Or a dramatic change has happened. And they're willing to change based off of the situation you guys are currently in. But that takes a special type of person, right? So free yourself. Take a look at these five things. Understand these five things. I'm glad I can bring you guys some context to this. Let me know what y'all think about this. Like, share, subscribe. Definitely get down in the comment section. Do you guys agree? You guys don't agree, it's cool. It's cool,
right?
I'm philosophical from the Last Rock podcast, y'all. I'm out, y'all. Peace.